The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Hilfon Ben Regina Malka and Mazal Bat Esther. Hashem Alehem Yehiyu. Amen. Daf Mem He. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for the Hatzlacha of the armed forces in Israel. Ba'avir, Ba'yabasha, Ba'yam, and of course, Toshavei Eretz Yisrael that are in danger at this time. Be'ezrat Hashem Baruch Hu will relieve us, deliver us from our enemies, and Be'ezrat Hashem, there will be Shalom Ba'aretz, U'bal Sion Goel, Amen, Ve'amen. We begin today's daf on Memdal Amud Bet, and we are 5 lines from the bottom. Bechol Yomaya Zehavan Yarok. We learned in our Mishnah that all year long the gold shovel that was used for the Ketoret was Yarok. The Mefashim explained this to be yellow gold, whereas on Kippur it was red gold or pink gold. So Amar of Chizda, Shivra Zehavim Hin. He tells us of Chizda that there are 7 types of gold. Zahav, it's regular gold. Zahav Tov, good gold. Zahav Ofir. Vezahav Mufaz, Vezahav Shahut, Vezahav Sagur, Vezahav Parvim. Now the Gemara explains. Zahav, Vezahav Tov. How do you know these 2 types of gold? Regular gold and good gold, Dichtiv. Uzahav Ahar Esahi Tov. It says in Bereshit that the gold in that land was good, implying that there's good gold and regular gold. So that's a source for the first 2. Now she says on the bottom, Mechlal di'ika zahav setama. Zahav ofir, what's zahav ofir? De'ate me'ofir. It comes from a place called ofir. Zahav mufaz, shedome lepaz. That she says, matziv kemargalit. It's shiny like a pearl. Zahav shahut. That she says, oh, the Gemara says, Shinitva kahut, meaning it is thin like a string, like a thread. That she says, Shinitva kahut, mepne shurach, because it's a very thin gold. So shahut is like from the word hut, like a string. Zahav sagur literally means closed gold. Besha'ash shiniftah, kol hachanuyot niskarot. When the store opens to sell this type of gold, all the other stores close down, which means it's a very good gold, and therefore there's no competition. Zahav sagur, it closes down all its competition. As she says, she'en mecher lezahav acher mepinezeh. There's no sales with for other gold when this one is available. Zahav parvim shedome ledam haparim. Because it's similar to the blood of bulls, hence parvim. And that is the one that was used on Kippur. The gold that was red, now we call it zahav parvim. Rav Ashi amar hamishahin. Rav Ashi says there's only 5 types of gold. Vechol had vehad it bezahav vezahav tov. Every one of the 5 golds has 2 versions. The zahav version and the zahav tov. So altogether there's 10. 5 styles and 2 in each style. Zahav and Zahav Tov. Tanya Name Hache. We have a braita to support that the Zahav that was called Zahav Parvim was because it was red like the blood of a pot. How do you know that? Bechol Yomaya Zahav Yarok. We learned in our Mishnah that all year long it was yellow gold. Ve'hayom Adom. But on Kippur it was red. Behainu Zahav Parvim. And that is indeed the Zahav that's called Zahav Parvim from Lashon Par. Shedome Ledam Parim. That it's red like the redness of the blood of a par. And now we go to another difference that the Mishnah discussed. Bechol Yom Makriv Pras Shahrit. Every day they brought half in the morning and half in the afternoon of the Ketoret. Now, before we go further in the Gemara, I just want to point out that there's a very important mahloket between the Rambam and the Ramban on how to interpret our Mishnah. When we're discussing over here using the gold shovel on Kippur, for which Ketoret are we referring to? Harambam understands is referring to all the Ketorets. The Ketoret of Shachar ben Arbaim and the Ketoret of Lefnai v'Lefnim. Whereas the Ramban understands that it's only referring to the main Ketoret of Kippur, which is Lefnai v'Lefnim. An important mahlukah to remember in interpreting our Mishnah. In any event, the Gemara continues. Bechol yom hayta daka. All year long, the Ketoret was fine Ketoret. Daka was crushed finely. Vayom daka min adaka. On Kippur, it was extra fine. Taru Rabbanan. We have a braita, daka. It says in the pasuk regarding the ketoret. It says daka uktoret samim daka. That's the pasuk. Mat Talmud Lomar. What do I need a pasuk to tell me by Kippur? Uktoret samim daka. We know already. V'alo kevar me'emar v'sha'akta me'mena hadek. We know already it has to be ground finally. So the Gemara says, "Ela lavi daka v'nadaka." The repetition of the word daka by Kippur is to tell me it has to be extra finely ground. Daka v'nadaka. Now we go to the next thing. Bechol yom kohanim olim mizracho shel kevesh. All year long, the kohanim would rise up to the eastern side of the ramp. The Amar Mor Kol Pinot Chatapone Lo Yu Ela Derech Yamin the Mizrach. Whenever a person turns, he should always turn to his right. Hence, when he gets to the Mizbeah, the first right he could make is on the eastern side, and therefore he makes that first right and goes up the Mizbeah. Vayom, however, on Kippur Ole Beemsa, he goes up the ramp from the middle. Ole, what does that change it to? The Dalid, Tzarich Lomar, V'yored Be'emsa. So he goes up the center of the Kevesh, and he comes down the center of the Kevesh. Ma'itama, Mishum, Kevodo, Dechohen Gadol. We have the respect of the Kohen Gadol, since he's the Shaliach of Bnei Yisrael and Kippur, so we want to show it as if he's a Ben Bayit, as if this is his house, the Beit HaMikdash. Therefore he walks up the center of the ramp. Rashi says, "La'arot chashivuto shehu keben bayit umakif letzorech v'shelo letzorech." Rashi says again that he's able to go up to the mizbeach not only for service, the pour blood on the mizbeach or the animals, but even shelo letzorech, just to walk up the mizbeach to show that this is his house. Bechol yom kohen gadol mekadesh adav v'raglav v'nakiyor. But every day the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet from the sink. However, on Kippur they use the special kiton shel zahav, special pitcher of gold. My tama mishum kevodo shel Kohen Gadol, again out of the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. Bechol yom ayu sham arba ma'arachot. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the opinions in the Mishnah of how many pyres of wood did you have on the respective mizbehot. So the first shita says all year long you had four, and on Kippur you had an additional one. You had five. And there were different shitot in the Mishnah. One shita said all year long three, and on Kippur you had four. One shita said all year long you had two, and on Kippur you had three. So everybody agrees that on Kippur you had an extra one. The question is, how many did you have, meaning how many piles of wood that produced coals did you have on the respective mizbehot during the year? Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Bechol yom. Every day ayu shetayim ma'arachot. Every day you had two ma'arachot, two pyres on the mizbeach of wood. Vayom shalosh. And today three. And the Gemara explains. And this is what we're accustomed of understanding until now. Ahat ma'aracha gedola. One was on the Mizbeah HaChitzon, which was in the Azara. And it was called Ma'aracha Gedola. That's where Rov HaKtarot, the majority of the Kurbanot, were burnt on that pyre. V'achat Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ketoret. And on that same Mizbeah HaChitzon, there was another pyre of wood set up, and that was called Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ketoret, where they would get the coals that they would take to the Mizbeah HaPinimi and burn the daily ketoret. V'achat Shemosifim Bo Bayom. And then the extra pyre that they would add, Bo Bayom, on the day of Kippur. What is that extra one? That she says, Shemosifim Lebo Bayom, Litol Memena Gehalim Nektoret Shelefnai V'lefnim. Which means they would add an extra pyre on the Mizbeach, where they would get the coals to bring them in the Kodesh Kodashim, to bring the special ketoret. Aval, ketoret shel mizbeach pinimi, harei ketoret shel kol hashana. Which is the regular daily ketoret that was on the pinimi mizbeach, it got its coals from the same place that it got it all year round, on the mizbeach ha'itzon. So hence, there were three ma'arachot on Kippur. The two regular ones on the mizbeach ha'itzon, and a third one set up for the coals for the lifnai v'lifnim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yose Omer, Bechol Yom Shalosh. Every day you had three. Vehayom Arba. Achat Shel Ma'aracha Gedola. Vehachat Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ketoret. Vehachat Shel Kiyum Ha'esh. The third one that Rabbi Yose is learning, literally Kiyum Ha'esh is the maintenance or the maintaining of the fire. What is this maintenance of fire? That she shel kiyum ha'esh she'im en esh shel ma'aracha gedola mitkaber. If for some reason the fire on the ma'arachot are not strong, the fire is starting to dwindle, mosifin alav mizeh, that a special fire set up, that if they needed to add to build the fire up on the ma'aracha, so they would take from that. So that was a standard ma'aracha. So you have the two, ma'aracha gedola, ma'aracha shel sheketoret, ma'aracha shel kiyuma esh, and then on Kippur, the Gemara says, ve'achat shemosifim bo bayom. And then the extra one that they added for Kippur, for the ketoret lefnai v'lefnim. Gemara continues. Rabbi Omer. We're taking out that Meir. Tosfot also takes it out. Rabbi Omer, Bechol Yom Arba. All year long, four. Ve'ayom Hamesh. Well, let's count them. Ahad Shel Ma'aracha Gedola. Ve'ahad Shel Ma'aracha Shniya Shel Ketoret. Ve'ahad Shel Kiyum Ha'esh. Ve'ahad Devarim ufdarim shelon nitakelu meba'erev. We know that every evening they would place all the fats and the bones of the animals of the previous day on the Mizbeah, and they would burn it the whole night. So here the Gemara is telling us that bones and fats of the animals that were not consumed from the evening, either they just weren't consumed, or they were placed on the Mizbeah, but they weren't yet put in the fire. You have to say that they were placed in the Mizbeah, because if they weren't placed on the Mizbeah, it's pasul. It's subject to the law of Lina, and you wouldn't be able to burn them on the Mizbeah anymore. So with these, they would have a special pyre that was made in order to burn the leftovers of the night before. That's she. Shelon itakelu, shelon nitnu al ma'aracha. Either they were not placed on the fire the night before, but as I said, they must have been on the Mizbeach, but just not in the Ma'aracha. On nitnu v'lo espiku nitakel. Always placed in the fire, but they just didn't get a chance to get consumed. So the next day in the morning, they would have a special fire where they would take them from there and burn them. V'achad shemosifim bo bayom. And on Kippur, of course, you had a fifth one. Now the Gemara analyzes these three opinions. Firstly, the kula alma mihat tarte itlu. Everybody agrees that there was at least two pyres, two ma'arachot on the Mizbeah HaChitzon. One, the Ma'aracha Gedola, and one the Ma'aracha Sheniya Shel Ketoret. That everybody agrees to. So the Gemara says, Minalan, what's the biblical source? Amar Kera Hi Ha'ola Al Mokeda Al HaMizbeach Kol HaLayla Zu Ma'aracha Gedola. Which means, when it says Hi Ha'ola Al Mokeda, Mokeda means it's burning. That means there was a burning of wood on the Mizbeach. So therefore, this is referring to the Ma'aracha Gedola. Ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bo, and when the end of the pasuk says the word tukad again, and the fire on the mizbeach will burn, that's mashma there was a second ma'aracha. Zu ma'aracha sheniya shel ketoret. So that's the pasuk. We brought this earlier in the Gemara as well. Now comes the Gemara and says, Ve'rabbi Yosef kiyuma esh minale. Rabbi Yosef said that the third fire was the maintenance fire. Right, the fire that was there for insurance, just in case the ma'aracha dwindled, so they would take fire from the kiyuma ish ma'aracha. Where do you know that you had an extra fire for kiyuma ish? Nafkale, we learn it from a pasuk, beveha ish ala mizbeach tukadbo. That's not the same pasuk we just quoted, it's a different pasuk. And the pasuk says that the fire on the mizbeach will burn, that's the fire of Kiyum Ha'esh. Comes the Gemara and says, V'Rabbi Yehuda, V'Rabbi Yehuda that said that there were only two ma'arachot. So what does he do with this pasuk of Ha'esh ala mizbeach tukadbo? So Gemara says, Ha'u lehatzatat alita hu de'ata. That's coming to teach us a different law. It's coming to teach us the law of the burning of the woods. That she says, La'atzatat ha'alita. Literally, the burning of the kindling woods. La'atzipein ur ma'aracha gedola. Alita, that she says, kismim dakin. Those are the fine pieces of wood. How did they get the pyre lit? They would take little pieces of wood, and they would go up on the mizbeach, and they would light them, and they would leave them on the mizbeach. So the question is going to be, well, where do you light them? Do you light them off the mizbeah and then bring them up lit? Or do you bring them up to the mizbeah and light them on the mizbeah? So the Yehuda is going to say, based on the following braita. Netanya, we have a braita. Hayar Yehuda Omer, minayin latzatat alita. How do you know that the burning of these little kindling woods, how do you know it has to be done on the mizbeach itself, on the top of the mizbeach? That she says, "Shetehe biroshosh mizbeach velo yatzit ala ritzpa v'yalem keshem dolkin ala mizbeach." Don't light them on the ground and then bring them up. How do you know you got to light them on top of the mizbeach? Tamud lomar ve'esh ala mizbeach. That the fire has to be on the mizbeach. So the Rabbi Yehuda uses this pasuk for a different rule. She's the Rabbi Yosef uses the pasuk va'esh ala mizbeach tukadbo. That's the insurance fire. That's the kiyuma esh ma'aracha. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with you? What do you use with that pasuk for? No, I got a different law. I learned the law of hatzatat ha'alitat, which means the burning of the kindling wood must be done al hamizbeach, meaning you don't light it from the floor and bring it up, but you do it on the mizbeach itself. Amar Rabbi Yosef, comes to Gemara and says, Rabbi Yosef says, minayin she'oseh ma'aracha lekiyum ha'esh. How do we know that you make a fire for kiyum ha'esh? This insurance fire that we maintenance fire. Tamud lomar. Good, like we learned that he bases on that pasuk. Well, how do you know the law of the kindling wood? If you're using that pasuk of ala mizbeach to teach me that you have a separate ma'aracha for kiyum esh, where do you know the law that you have to burn the kindling wood on the mizbeach? Nafkale me'echad nafkale v'Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, wherever Rabbi Shimon learns it from, that's where Rabbi Yosef will learn it from. Who's Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara will tell us now. Tanya, we have a braita. Venatenu bene Aharon haKohen esh al hamizbeach. Gemara quotes a pasuk, and the children of Aharon will place a fire on the Mizbeach. Limed al hatzatat alita. We learned about the burning of the kindling wood. A couple of laws. Number one, shelote ela bekohen kasher. That's to be done by a kohen that is kasher. The pasuk says, Bene Aaron hakohen ubichli sharet. And furthermore, he has to be wearing bigdei kehuna, which means when the pasuk says Bnei Aaron Kohen, we're learning they have to be dressed as well in the bigdei kehuna. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what Rabbi Yehuda learned in this pasuk. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, v'chil ta'ade al da'techa shezar karev legabei mizbeach. What are you talking about? Do I need a pasuk to come and tell me that the service of the burning of the marakah by putting the wood has got to be done by a kohen? Would I imagine that a non-Kohen could walk up the ramp to the Mizbeah? Impossible. Ela limed al atzatat alita shelo tehe ela berosho shel Mizbeah. This pasuk over here, v'natiru b'narun ha-Kohen esh al ha-Mizbeah, is teaching me not who is qualified to do it. Vadaya Kohen needs to be done. Ela, it's teaching me where it is done. That atzatat alita is done on the Mizbeah itself. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon uses this pasuk to teach me atzatat alita. Rabbi Yehuda will use this pasuk as well. Which means, Rabbi Yehuda, we asked, how does he know atzatat alita? Right, because he uses the right. He has a pasuk. He doesn't have a pasuk for that because he uses the pasuk for something else. So the Gemara says, wherever Rabbi Shimon learns it from, that's where Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Gemara said, "Rabbi Yose atzatat alita minale." Exactly, according to Rabbi Yose, where does he know atzatat alita? The Gemara says, wherever Rabbi Shimon learns it from. Now, the only question we can ask according to Rabbi Shimon. Why does the pasuk have to say then it's done by Bnei Aaron HaKohen? Meaning if you're telling me to be Shimon, it's obvious a Kohen puts it on the Mizbeah. Well, v'chita adi al atecha, that is going to go up. So what did the pasuk have to say Kohen? So Rashi asked this question. Look at Rashi, v'chita adi al atecha. Me'achar she'ata lamed min ha'esh la Mizbeah tu kadbo. Very good. According to Rabbi Yosef, that learns from the pasuk, that he learns what? That has to be on the top of the Mizbeah. Do I need the pasuk to tell me that it's done by a Kohen? It's not telling you who, it's telling you where. The idach kra lekiyuma esh ata kerabbi Yosef. And the other pasuk, meaning ve'esh ha-mizbeach tukadbo, is being used for, like Rabbi Yosef used it for, the kiyuma esh. Vechehuna dichti ba'ikera. Oh, so what is the kehuna written in this pasuk? Legufa etzarichla. Shenetinat esh tzaricha kohen velo yitele nazar v'yizrekena lemizbeah. The reason why you need the word kohen, because I would have thought a zar could do it. How could a zar do it? Let him stand on the ground and just lob the wood on the mizbeah. There's a way to do it. Your whole question to Rabbi Shimon was, well, do I need a pasuk to tell me? Of course, if he's going up to the Mizbeah, he's got to be a Kohen. Nah, if it didn't tell me Kohen, I would have thought a Zar could do it from the floor. So therefore, the pasuk has to tell me it's got to be a Kohen. Once you tell me it's a Kohen, it means he's going up to the Mizbeah. So we learn from there that what? That you have to do it on the Mizbeah itself. So let's just review for a moment the shitot that we have until this point. The Gemara brought a Braita. The first shita said there was two ma'arachot. Right? And then the third extra one on Kippur. The two were the Marakha Gedolah, Marakha Shal Sheketoret, and then the Marakha of the Ketot of the Fnai with the Fnim. And then the Gemara brought a Shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said every day there were three Marakhot. You had the Marakha Gedolah, Marakha Shal Sheketoret, and Marakha Kiyuma Esh. Right, that's the maintenance fire. And then the Kippur, of course, you had the extra one. And then you had the last shita of Rabbi, that there was four. You had the three that was mentioned, Marakha Gedolah, Marakha Shel Shketoret, Marakha Shel Kiyuma Esh, and then the Marakha of the Evarim and Pedarim shelo netakelu meve'erev. And then on Kippur, of course, you had an additional one, which was the fifth. So the Gemara came along and said, what's the source for the two ma'arachot? Meaning, ma'arachah gelo ma'arachah shel sheketoret. Gemara called it pasuk. He ha'ola al mokeda. That's one, mokeda. And then at the end of the pasuk, it says, ve'esha mizbeah tu kadbo. That teaches us the second ma'arachah. Then the Gemara said, Rabbi Yoseh, who holds that there's a third ma'arachah, meaning kiyuma ish. Rabbi Yoseh, where do you get the kiyuma ish? Pasuk, this ma'arachah from? Got a pasuk. V'va'esh ala mizbeah tukadbo. It's a different pasuk to teach you esh ala mizbeah tukadbo. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, you don't hold that ma'arachah existed. What do you do with the pasuk of esh ala mizbeah tukadbo? Hatzatat alita. I learn over there that the wood that you burn to get the ma'arachah burning's got to be done on the mizbeah. That's al ha-mizbeah. You burn it from on top of the mizbeah. And the Gemara proves that from a braita. So comes the Gemara and says, in the name of Rabbi Yosef, how do you know you do a ma'arachah for kiyuma esh from the pasuk of esh ala tukadbo? So Rabbi Yosef, you use the pasuk already for the kiyuma esh. How do you know hatzatat alita from the same pasuk that Rabbi Shimon learned? Where did Rabbi Shimon learn? Veratiru b'naron akoyen esh ala mizbeah. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yehuda, how come he doesn't learn from that pasuk? Because if that was the only pasuk that you had, Hava Amina Ka'e'ara Ve'abid Bimapuha. Kamash Ma'alan. Because from that pasuk I would have learned that yes, a Kohen does it. How? He stands on the ground with a bellows, and he lifts his hand above the Mizbeach, and he uses the bellows in order to get the fire to become strong. And therefore, as she says, Ime'atam, me'a'esh la'mizbeach. Right, if I had it from that pasuk of Venatiru ben Aron Kohen esh la'mizbeach, afagad disharim in the hatzata b'rosh ha'mizbeach. Yes, it's on Rosh ha'mizbeach, but who says the Kohen has to go up the Mizbeach? It is being done, Rosh HaMizbeach. Put the wood on top of the Mizbeah, and with the bellows from the ground, bellow it in order to get it lit. Lo Shamina de Pesula Bezar. And I wouldn't even say it's Pesul Bezar, because a Zar is able to do it from the ground. Havamina Kai Zakae Zara Ara Ve'abid Be'mapuha. And he's able to do it with a Mapua. So therefore we have the other pasuk to come and tell me it's Davka by a Kohen that's got to be done above on the Mizbeah itself. Again, so if it only said the pasuk Ve'esha Mizbeah to Kadbo, again, I go back, I repeat, I'm making a correction here. If it only said the pasuk Ve'esha Mizbeah to Kadbo, I would say because it doesn't mention anything about Kohen in that pasuk. It just says, I would say, yeah, a guy could stand on the bottom, even a zar, with his bellows to get it started. Therefore, I need the second pasuk of Venatiru Venano Kohen Esh LaMizbeach to tell me it's Dafka al Rosh HaMizbeach. Again, the Biuda really needs two pasukim. You have the pasuk of that it's got to be done on top of the Mizbeach. Good. Top of the Mizbeah, fine. Even Zad could do it on top of the Mizbeah. Let him stand on the ground and let him bellow it from the ground. I need the next pasuk, Benatru Ben Aharon, to teach me, no, it's got to be done Dafka Ben Aharon on the Mizbeah. So therefore, that needs two pasukim to teach us this. One pasuk would not be enough. Comes again what says, Verebi Meir. Or the way we had it in our original Gemara, Rabbi. Right. That was the correction that we made here. Correct. Right. When it says imehatam, if it was only from my pasuk that I originally brought, Ve'esh la'mizbeach tukadbo, I would say, yeah, tukadbo, stand on the ground azar and do it. Come on, the second pasuk, no, Aron, on the mizbeah. Very good. Now go to the fourth pyre. How do you know this concept that if the fats and the bones that were on the mizbeah did not burn for some reason, that you have a separate pyre in the morning that you transfer them to? So he learns it from a special pasuk, Mebe'esh, meaning it says the pasuk, it says in the pasuk, Ve'esh ala mizbeach tukadbo. So he learns it from the extra vav. That she says, vav darish. Ve'esh teaches me what? That there's an extra fire. The rabbanan, oh, the rabbis, what do you do with that extra vav? Vav lo darshe. Okay, then the rabbis do not doresh the extra vav. That vav is a style of derasha. Either you hold by the style or you don't hold the style. So, right? The Rabbi Yoseh and Rabbi Meir obviously are doresh the vav. Because I take that back. Rabbi Yoseh only held this with three. He does not hold of the Evarim and the Pedarim. But Rabbi Meir held there was four. So the fourth fire was Evarim and Pedarim. That's from the vav. Comes Gemara and says, oh, the Rabbanan, Evarim of Darim Shot Akilu Be'erev, my Avidu. Okay, very good. So what do you do with them? But you didn't have a separate fire for them. So in the morning when you woke up and you came onto the Ma'aracha and you saw that there was some leftover Evarim and Pedarim that didn't burn from the night before, what indeed did you do with them? So the Gemara says, you put them back on the Ma'aracha Gedolah, meaning set up the Ma'aracha Gedolah, because in the morning you'd have to set up the wood again on the Mizbeach. After you set it up, take the meat and throw it back in that same spot. Just return it to its place after you reset the pyre. Like the Gemara proves. Detanya, minayin the evarim uvdarim shelo netakelu be'erev shesodran al gabe ha-mizbeach. That what? You set them on the Mizbeach. Vim en ma'zikan shesodran al kevesh o al gabe sovev. Ad shi'ase ma'aracha gedola v'sodran. Meaning, when you wake up in the morning and you see all this meat on the Mizbeach, if there's room on the Mizbeach, just put it to the side on the Mizbeach, reset the ma'aracha and bring it back into the fire. If there's no room on the Mizbeach for some reason, put it on the kevesh, let it sit on the ramp, or on the soviv. If you remember, there was like a rim that jutted out from the Mizbeach, like a ledge, I'll call it. It was called the soviv. So place it on the ledge, the soviv, until you set up the ma'aracha, and then bring it back up and put it on the fire. How do you know that you do that? Talmud Lomar, Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ona al ha'mizbeach. Now, we know we're talking about a Korban Ola already, because all the Pesukim until this point were talking about Korban Ola. So why does the Pesuk have to repeat Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ona al ha'mizbeach, that the Mizbeach will consume the Ola? So that she says, "Im enu anyan etchilata da ketiva ola al mokeda." We know already from the beginning of the pasuk that the ola was burnt on the ma'aracha. Tenau the anyan sofa must be referring to something else, meaning a different ola. The ola from the day before, or the korbanot, I should say, from the day before that weren't finished burning, that you burn them on the same ma'arachas. So because we have a very big mahloket over here, bunch of the Tanaim. What do you do with Evarim and Pedarim that were left over? They were on the Mizbeach. For some reason, they didn't burn the night before. Either you set a separate ma'arachah for them, or you just reset the ma'arachah gedolah and you place them on that ma'arachah in the morning. Now, what does the Bimeir do with this pasuk? Meaning the Bimeir, he had another pasuk. The Vav taught him there was an extra maracha. Well, what do you do with this pasuk over here? That's extra according to you. So, but the Bimeir, ekule ola ata mahzir. No, the Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ola. Right. What is the ola coming to teach you? We know that word. We know it's ola. So he says, hidush, ekule ola ata mahzir. It's telling you which items get reburned the next morning. Only Ola, but not Ketoret. Meaning, when you get up in the morning, if you have bones and fat of the Ola, that is reburned the next morning on a separate pyre, according to the Bimeir. However, Ikule Ketoret, right, from the Ketoret, let's say some of it did not get burnt, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ola, We learn only Ola and not Ketoret. Rashi, second line, Ekule Ola. Pok'in Shepak'u Me'ala Esh. Very good. Let's say you had some bones and limbs that popped off the fire. Ve'kari be'asher tochal et ha'ola ala mizbe'ad. According to the Bimeir, the Hiddush of the Pasuk is Korbanot that are left over from the morning, meaning they weren't burnt on the Maracha the night before. They get to go back on a separate pyre, according to him, the Maracha, the Evarim, the Pedarim. Masha'ikan, if you wake up in the morning, there's extra Ketoret on the Mizbe'ah, that does not get burnt again on the Maracha. It's not applicable because the Pasuk is Ola, which teaches us Davka Korbanot. Comes the Gemara and says, how do you know this concept? Detanya Hananya bar min yome bedebe Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov asher tokala ishta ola la mizbeah ikku de ola ta ma'zir. Only the devourings of the ola do you bring back on the marachavia ta ma'zir ikku de ketoret. Very good. So it's based on a Tanaic braita. Comes the Gemara and says, דקולי על מהמיית מוסיפין בו ביום איתלהו. Everybody agrees that on Kippur you had an extra maracha. That everybody agrees. Meaning it was for the maracha of the ketoret nefnai v'lifnim. How do you know you had a special maracha for the fnai v'lifnim? Meaning maybe use the regular maracha shenia shel ketoret. Who says you have to have a special maracha for the lifnai v'lifnim? Mina lehu, where do they know that? Nafka lehu meve ha'esh. From the extra letters vav and he. It just could have said ish. From the fact that it says meve ha'esh, you have an extra vav and a he. Vafilu leman delo darish vav. And even according to the opinion we learned above, that doesn't go with the vav derash. Vav he darish. But when you have an extra vav and a he, he is dorish. So the ve ha'esh teaches me that what? That there's an extra edge, that's the edge of Kippur for the Ketoret Lifnai V'Lifnim. Comes the Gemara and says, Esh Tamid Lemai Ata. Which means the Pasuk says, Esh Tamid Tukad Lemai Ata. Which means, once already you learnt all the Mokedot already, you learnt all the pyres already. Which means that he ha'ola al mokedah la mizbeah ve'esh ha mizbeah tukad bo. But you got another pasuk here. Esh tamid tukad. What's that? Is that that's an extra maracha? What's that coming to include? So the Gemara says esh tamid lemayata. What's that including? Mevaele, you need it lechedetanya for the following braita. Esh tamid tukad la mizbeah lo tichbe. Right? It should not extinguish. Limed al maracha shliya shel ketoret. It teaches where the Maracha Shiliyash Ketoret is. Because I could argue that the Maracha Shiliyash Ketoret, the Chaura, should be where? On the Mizbeah Penimi. That's where it's burnt. So from this Pasuk I learned, from the fact that Esh Tamid Tukad Ala Mizbeah, it teaches me, no, that the second Maracha Ketoret was really on the Mizbeah Haitzon. How do we know? Because if you look at the context of this Pasuk, it's talking about Mizbeah Haitzon. So therefore, this is referring to the placement of the Maracha Shniyah Shel Ketoret. Now, comes the Gemara and says, Esh Mahta Uminora Minayin. What's the question, Rashi? Three things. Esh, the Yom Kippurim, the Lifnai V'Lifnim. The fire, I mean the coals that are used for the Ketoret of Lifnai V'Lifnim on Yom Kippur. The Esh de Menorah, meaning the Adlakat Nerot de Chol Yomah, the menorah that they lit every single day, in the event that the Ner Ma'aravi extinguished, because there was a miracle really, that you wouldn't really have to get a fire for the menorah, because the Ner Ma'aravi would stay extinguished from day to day. However, in the event that it did get extinguished, we would have to take the fire from the Mizbeah. Furthermore, as she says, Minayin shteti telet ma'amizbeah haitzon. How do you know that the coals for the Esh of Kippur and for the menorah were taken from Mizbeach HaHitzon. That is the question of the Gemara. Again, Esh Machta, the coals of the shovel for the Ketoret of the Fnai V'Lifnim, u'menorah, in the case that it extinguished, how do you know you get it from Mizbeach HaHitzon? Good? Maybe the Mizbeach Pidimi? Maybe you have to have one there for the menorah. Yeah, we go to that mizbeach. There's always a fire in the mizbeach. Pidimi, yeah. So comes Gibran and says, "Vidinu, I could learn a gezerah shava neemra esh beketoret." Right? It says actually doesn't say the word esh by the ketoret. If you want to be technical, it actually just says yaktirena. And we know yaktirena is only with a fire. So it says ish by ketoret, which we know there's a fire by the ketoret. V'ne'emra ish b'machta u'menorah. And by the coals of Kippur, it says the word ish. And by the menorah, it says ish. Ma le'alan l'mizbeach haitzon, afkan l'mizbeach haitzon. Very good. Just like the ketoret, we know you take from the mizbeach haitzon. Right, we proved already at a special marachat shniyah shel ketoret. So just like that comes from the mizbeach haitzon, so too the marachah of Kippur was also on the mizbeach haitzon, and that's where you took it for the fnai v'lifnim, as well as the menorah if it needed to be relit. You take the fire from the mizbeach haitzon. Gezerah shava from ketoret. Good. Kevara says, Oklach lederich zu. Right. If you're making gezerah shavas, I can go the other way. How? Ne'emra esh beketoret. Yes, it says the word esh by the ketoret. Ve'ne'emra esh b'machta menorah. Ma lehalan besamuchlo. Which means, just like by the ketoret, you take the coals from what's close to it. Meaning the ketoret was brought where? On the mizbeach ha-pinimi. So you don't take it from the pinimi, you take it from samuchlo. Meaning from the mizbeach ha-chitzon, af machta u-menorah besamuchlo. So to the machta on Yom Kippur and the menorah, also I'll take from samuchlo. Rashi. Ma'al alam besamuchlo b'mizbeach ha-chitzon ha-samuch le-pinimi. She'alav ha-ketoret nikhtar. Right? By the ketoret, I take it close to where it's brought. The mizbeach ha-chitzoni, which is close to the pinimi, af machta menorah notel min ha-samuch lo, from mizbeach ha-pinimi ha-samuch le-menorah v'nifnai v'nifnim. Exactly. The mizbeach ha-pinimi is close to the Kodesh Kodashim, where you bring the machta and kippur, and it's also close to the menorah. And therefore, maybe it's the pinimi. Again, what the Gemara is saying, how do you know? Gezerah shava I accept. You got to gezerah shava from ketoret. But who told you how to learn the gezerah shava? You tell me, oh, ketoret from mizbeach haitzon, so those are mizbeach haitzon. Who says, maybe the limud is like this, ketoret is from the mizbeach that is close to where the ketoret is brought. The ketoret is brought in the pinimi. This is done in the haitzoni. So too, on the menorah and the machtav kippur, you bring it from the mizbeach that is close to it. What is the mizbeach that is close to it? The pinimi. So how do you know? Maybe it's the pinimi. So the Gemara says, Tamud lomar, esh tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo tikhbe. So we have a derash on the pasuk, it says, esh tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo tikhbe. You have to have a constant fire on the mizbeach, it should not extinguish. Now what does it teach us? Esh tamid she'amarti lecha, this fire that has to be constant, I told you, lo tehe ela b'rosho she'mizbeach ha-chitzon, that it should only be on the top of the mizbeach, and that's where you should get it. Means you have a pasuk that says the word ish, and where is that ish? That ish is on the mizbeach ha-chitzon, and it says the words ish by the menorah and the machta, and that's your gezerah shava, which is, we thought originally the gezerah shava is from the ketoret. No, the gezerah shava ketoret can go either way. Therefore, learn it from this pasuk that says esh tamid ala mizbeach, which is on the chitzon. There's no she'ela, and the other items as well. As she says, esh she'amarti lecha bat tamid v'ushe menorah Ah, I go back. I stand corrected. We're going to learn now each one separately. We need to learn again menorah and mahta. I'll tell you where we know menorah from. I got a pasuk by the menorah that says ish, and I have a pasuk that by the and it says tamid by the menorah. It says tamid, and I have a pasuk by the mizbeach. I saw one that says ish tamid to kala mizbeach lo tekmeh. Ish tamid she'amarti lecha. The fire of tamid that I told you, which is the menorah, lo te'ela b'roshos shel mizbeach hatzon. Which means the pasuk is really explicitly telling you that the fire of tamid, what's the fire of tamid? The fire of the menorah, tukad ala mizbeach, will come from the mizbeach. So now I learned one out of the two. Menorah's fire comes from mizbeach ha'itzod. I say the derasha again. I'm on the first white line. Esh tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo tichbe. Now the Gemara explains. Esh tamid she'amarti leka. That's the menorah. Lo te ela berosho shel mizbeach ha'chitzon. Perfect. Lamadnu esh le menorah. Good. So the esh le menorah we know. Esh le mahta minayin. Oh, so how do you know the fire of the mahta? Vidinu. Go back to a gezra shava. Ne'emra esh b'mahta. That's the word esh by the mahta. Ve'emra esh b'menorah. Ma le'alan agave mizbeach ha'chitzon. Af kana mizbeach ha'chitzon. Very simple. Gives it as shava machta to the menorah. So the Gemara says, "Okelach lederich zu." Wait, I can go the other way. I can say, "Neemra ish beketoret." Get the ketoret back involved. It says ish by the ketoret. Neemra ish b'machta, and it says ish by the machta. Ma la'alam b'samuchlo, afkan b'samuchlo. Right? No, not menorah, mahta. It says ish by the ketoret. It says ish by the mahta. Maybe it's samuchlo.
What's
ma'alahan by the ketoret. That it's samuchla, it's on the mizbeach itzon. So too by the mahta will be samuchla on the mizbeach pinimi. Who told you to learn? Who told you to learn mahta from menorah? Maybe I'll learn mahta from ketoret. I mean, you're telling me Gezerah Sheva Ish Ish. I got two Gezerot Shevot of Ish Ish. I can either give a Gezerah Sheva Ish Ish from the Menorah, or I can give a Gezerah Sheva Ish Ish from the Ketoret. Now, granted, if you learn it from the Menorah, it's Chitzon. Because we proved already Menorah from a Pasuk, it says Tamid, it's the Mizbeach Chitzon. But if you're going to learn from the Ketoret, Ketoret, I could argue and say, Ma Ketoret Besamuchla, that's Chitzon, so too the Machta Besamuchla, Penimi. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, we got a pasuk. Velakach melo ha-machta gacha le'esh me'al ha-mizbeach melefnei Hashem. By Kippur it says, you will take coals from the mizbeach that is in front of Hashem. Ezu mizbeach shemiksato lefnei Hashem, which mizbeach is partially in front of Hashem, ve'en kulo lefnei Hashem, but not totally in front of Hashem. Havei omer ze mizbeach ha-chitzon. Now, let's see Rashi for a second. Look at the bottom Rashi. Ezu mizbeach shemiksato lefnei Hashem, ve'en kulo lefnei Hashem. Havei omer ze mizbeach ha-chitzon. Ezu mizbeach, which mizbeach, sheyesh lechelek bo, or lechalek bo, ma mimenu lefnei Hashem, shehuzkak ha-ketuv lomar min lefnei Hashem. Which means if the pasuk says, take from the mizbeach that is milifnei Hashem, as if part of it is in front of Hashem. Well, which mizbeach is part in front of Hashem and part not? Well, it can't be the pinimi, because the pinimi is all lifnei Hashem. It's right in front of the kodesh. But the mizbeach itzon, which was very wide, part of it was right in front of the door of the hechal, meaning straight. But part of it was not. So therefore, when the pasuk says, take from the coals, from the mizbeach that is milifnei Hashem, that has a part that is lifnei Hashem, that can only be the mizbeach ha'itzon. So it comes out that if somebody would ask, what's the source that menorah and machta needs its coals from mizbeach ha'itzon? It's pesukim. The pasuk of the menorah was, esh tamid tukal la mizbeach, and the pasuk for the gehalim would be, ולקח בנו המחדג על האש מעל המזבח מלפני השם. That what? That from the מזבח החיצון that is partially in front. Comes the Gemara and says,
then you don't need גזרה שווה.
No, you're right. No גזרה שווה. It's straight פסוקים. we tried to learn from the Gezerah Shavah, but we ran into problems. So therefore, we found straight Peskiv Dijon of the Derasha. Now the Gemara concludes. V'etztarik l'mechtav me'al ha'mizbayach, v'etztarik l'mechtav me'lefnei Hashem. Now, if you're telling me me'al ha'mizbayach, that means from on top of the mizbayach, and it also says me'lefnei Hashem. And that pasuk referring to the mizbayach itzon, it said two things. From on the mizbayach, milifnei Hashem. What are these pesukim teaching me? So the Gemara says, "Tikiti v'rachmana ma'ala mizbeach." If it just would have said ma'ala mizbeach, have amina my mizbeach, mizbeach pinimi. Sure, if it just would have said mizbeach, I could say it's the inner mizbeach. Katav v'rachmana milifnei Hashem. That is partially in front of Hashem. Partially in front of Hashem teaches me it's got to be the mizbeach. Ha'aitzon. I would say, which part of the mizbeah do you have to take the coals from? I would say davka from the part of the mizbeah that is parallel to the hechal, because that's the part that is milifnei Hashem. But from the other sides, no siricha, which means I would have thought if the pasuk just would have said milifnei Hashem. So I definitely know we're talking about the Mizbeah HaChitzon, because that's partially in front of Hashem. But I would have said, when you're taking the coals, from which area of the Mizbeah do you have to take the coals from? From the area that is indeed west, on the west side of the Mizbeah, that is right in front of the Hechal, that's opened to Hashem. Again, the west side of the Ma'aracha is facing the Hechal, which is Milifnei Hashem. Kamash Ma'alan Me'ala Mizbeah. From anywhere on the Mizbeah, even if you went to the sides that were not Lifnei Hashem, or on the eastern side, like Rashi says on top of Amahaygisa, the Petah, right, on the Petah, which means to the east, lo. Even no, which means, even if you went to the western side of the Mizbeah, but not in front of the Petah, it'll be okay, according to the Maskelat Gemara. Because it doesn't have to be directly parallel to the Petah HaHechal. Ala Mizbeah teaches you, even not Samuch in front of Hashem, any part of the Mizbeah is okay. So again, to conclude the Gemara's last Keta was the following. Gemara was searching for sources for two facts, two important facts. In the event that the menorah extinguishes, how do you know you relight it from the Mizbeah HaHitzon? How do you know the coals of the Ketoret of Kippur, the coals that burned the Ketoret of Kippur, come from the Mizbeah HaHitzon? So the Gemara originally started to bring a Gezerah Shavah, Esh, from the Ketoret. Gemara challenged it, can be learned one of two ways. The Gemara concluded, Pesukim. I have a Pasuk by the Menorah, I have a Pasuk by the Machta. The Gemara then said, a chidush, that the coals that you take for Kippur do not necessarily have to be from the part of the Mizbeah that's directly facing the Hechal, but it can be taken from anywhere on the Mizbeah. Amen. Amen.